talking rugby with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks, because there's a lot to talk about today. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au, and good morning to the deer.
All right, we'll start with the juniors as always, mate.
Yeah, massive time, of course, for juniors, where we have the Steve Merritt Cup. It'll be played on the 7th of September in the finals and the festivities and the fun that is schoolboy rugby at a high school level. Steve, of course, will be away on holidays, but it's a great tournament that's been run by Brett Dale and all the crew at Hunter Juniors. Of course, we've had the Big Bock on a couple of weeks ago, and you can find that interview via 2NM.com.au. So Google search Wixie and Bock Hattigan, and you'll be able to find out more about Hunter Junior Rugby. But that's a fantastic tournament, the Steve Merritt Cup, that's going to be played again on the 7th of September. Also, this Friday night, we've got the first of the grand finals that are for free when it comes to the ladies in 14s and 16s there at Townsend Oval at Merriweather, and that will kick off at about 4.30, 5 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock the next day, we have a swag of games there from 10s to 16s in the boys, or 18, sorry, in the boys. So Singleton's in a few of them, and so is Maitland. So we wish our young whippersnippers all the best as they go about playing. It's for free. You can find out more by Google searching Hunter Juniors when it comes to Hunter Juniors Rugby. They've got Facebook pages. They've got website as well, hunterjuniors.com.au. So to Rachel Bock and all the crew and all the our players that have been part of it, we wish all the best. It's been great to get a season off. It's been nothing short of miraculous. So considering a lot of those boys have been selected also for the Generation Blue squads, they've decided to play in the grand finals instead of playing Generation Blue. It's been a great season from that point of view.
It certainly has been. Now, semi-final-wise for our seniors, sadly, not a lot of upper hunter teams featuring here.
Yeah, well, we've been stuck into it when it comes to the Central Central Premiership, of course. Pirates cleaned up in the minor semi-final on the weekend there in Inverell, but the games are going to be heading to Gunnedah Rugby Park. Take a 50, enjoy yourself for the day as it all starts at about 11.45. We have a ripping game there involving Kate Brown, of course, from Scone, our Wallaroo. She's playing for the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls over against Tamworth Pirates. Our friends, of course, Rosie Ferguson and Mia O'Sullivan are part of that. And they've got a nice little inclusion there with Phoebe O'Loughlin as well in that side, so that should be a ripper of a game. 1 o'clock, we've got the Heath Riggs experience there from the transport group from Moree take on Tamworth Pirates. And then the Roons Gunnar Red Devils take on the Santos Narrabri Bullies to see who will get through to the grand final in a fortnight's time. Of course, in Newcastle, two big days of rugby. Google search Hunter Rugby. Find out more about that. There's various prices, of course. It's $15 for adults, $10 for members, and also the crew there when it comes to concessions. And under 17s are for free. But 2 days of rugby for you, including the day that will be, of course, on the Saturday, and that'll start off at 10 o'clock there as Madawi, the minor premiers, take on the Griffins in the divisional. Wanderers take on Hamilton Hawks in the ladies. Mirror the Carlton take on Wanderers in both thirds and also seconds at 12.40 and also 2 o'clock. And 3.35 is going to be when the Hamilton Hawks take on the minor premiers, Mirror the Carlton. While on the Sunday there, our Goulburn Reds take on the crew there from Cooks Hill from 10 a.m. From 11.20 in the ladies, the Tars take on Maitland. Uni take on Maitland in the thirds. Maitland take on Hamilton Hawks at 2 o'clock on the seconds. And Wanderers take on Maitland at 3.30 there, of course, in the knockout semi-finals. So plenty of great rugby there locally to be part of and part of often.
Mate, there's a lot of big news coming out. Australian Sevens going brilliantly. Of course, we had a good win against the Box. And the All Blacks went down to the Argentinians. What do you make of it all?
Fantastic performance first off by the Bill Corp Wallaroos. Brilliant in defence led by Shannon Perry and also M. Chandler. And Grace Hamilton just warming to the task before we get to the World Cup in around about 2 months' time. But Georgina Fredericks and also Arabella McKenzie were absolutely outstanding as well. 22 points to 14, even though I think the Black Ferns were well and truly too good. We had plenty of opportunities, I suppose, in the first 10 minutes to really seal up the game. And then we gave the Springboks the opportunity in the first part of the first half to score. Faf de Klerk somehow found his way to get himself sin-binned by punching Nick White in the face, even though he didn't go to punch him in the face. But if it wasn't for Rory Arnold shutting down the rolling mall for the Springboks, we might have had a loss. But we look forward to Saturday with a bit of vigour. And also, of course, we're very much mourning for the All Blacks. Not. they'll be off to Hamilton at 5 o'clock, of course, on Saturday afternoon. And that'll be on Stan as well. But looking forward to watching it all on GM Channel 82. Shoot Shield at 3 o'clock. And then about 7.30 there on, again, GM Channel 82. With the Cadbury Wallabies taking on the crew there from the Springboks.
And just so you know, if you've got a friend who hails from New Zealand, they are suffering this week. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, look, there'll be no sympathy here.
Weeksy, thank you very much. As always, we'll talk some more rugby next week.
Good Good on you. Thanks for your time there.